Etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are countless excellences and blessings of reciting Durood and Salam. Pens may end while continuously writing them. The ink of all pens can definitely end, and so can the words to describe them. But we cannot cover durood and salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Remember that reciting durood is such an action which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself performs. Hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Holy Quran, chapter 22, Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 56, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا Translation from Kanzul Iman, Indeed, Allah and His angels send blessings upon the conveyor of unseen news, i.e. Prophet. O believers, you too send blessings and abundant salutations upon him. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels send durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This verse is a clear nod of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We've also learned that Allah Almighty sends mercy upon his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And angels also pray for mercy upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this verse, Muslims have been ordered to send durood and salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we also learn that if there is such an action which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala performs, and so do angels, and the Muslims were also given its order, is only to send durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's program, we're going to hear about contentment. In our program, we will talk about the excellence of contentment and some of the Madani pearls about the contentment of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, insha'Allah azza wa jal. First of all, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, before we proceed any further, first of all, let's understand the definition of contentment. Shaykh al-Hadith, Sayyidina Allama Abdul Mustafa Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala states that spending life while being content with whatever a person is granted by the Lord azza wa jal, and giving up greed is called contentment. Whereas while defining contentment, Allama Mir Sayyid Sharif Jurjani Hanafi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, "Hiya sukunu inda adamil ma'lufat," meaning remaining content even with not having items for daily use is contentment. My dear Islam brothers, remember that actual richness is not that a person has plenty of wealth. Rather, actual richness is that though he has little wealth, he is content with it, because a person with wealth is such a wealthy person that however much wealthy he gets, he keeps wishing for more wealth, and this wealth keeps decreasing as well. Whereas a content person is such a wealthy person that however little wealth he has, he does not wish for more wealth, and the wealth of contentment does not decrease either. Anyways, contentment is a superb habit, and the one who is blessed with it is successful in the world and the hereafter. Let's listen to some of the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam about the excellences of contentment. Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam said in the court of his Lord Azza wa Jal, O Allah Almighty, who is the wealthiest amongst your bondsmen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, the person who is the most content with the things which I granted to him. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, لَيْسَ الْغِنَىٰ عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرَضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَىٰ غِنَىٰ النَّفْسِ Richness is not that there is an abundance of supplies and resources. In fact, actual richness is that the heart is wealthy. My dear viewers of Madani channel, in this hadith, an amazing point is stated that actual richness is that the heart is wealthy. If a person has a lot of wealth, but if he's not blessed with the wealth of contentment, despite having the wealth, he remains worried and keeps struggling for more wealth. My dear viewers of Madani channel, if we become content with what Allah Almighty has granted to us, it satisfies the heart. It stated, indeed, successful is the person who embraced Islam and was given sustenance as per his need and contentment in whatever he was granted. So then Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam made this supplication, Allahumma ja'al rizqa ali Muhammadin quta. Translation, O Allah Almighty, grant the offspring of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam sustenance only according to their need. My dear viewers of Madani channel, in this blessed narration, there's an encouragement for those who, instead of complaining about few resources and little income, remain content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while displaying contentment in the sustenance as per their need and avoid making grievances through their tongues. Indeed, all these are the blessings of the eternal treasures of contentment. We also learn that our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam also supplicated for sustenance only as per need for his wives and children. Hence, we should also be content with a few resources and attain its blessings. Our pious saints, rahimahumullah, would abound with contentment from head to toe. For them, wealth had no value or importance. That's why those people would lead a simple life while remaining content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Holy Quran, وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَغْنَى وَأَقْنَى. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and this, that only He has given wealth and contentment. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala states under this verse, He blessed the rich with wealth and the poor with patience and contentment, or He made His beloved's heart wealthy and granted them apparent contentment. He granted some rich people wealth as well as contentment and safeguarded them from greed. My dear viewers of Madani channel, let's learn some of the rulings about contentment. Contentment is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and the blessed gift from the holy companions ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in and awliya Allah rahimahumullahu ta'ala. Every Muslim should attain this gift. Contentment is an action to become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attain His pleasure, and it provides ease in the grave and in the hereafter and leads to paradise. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the basic principle to become successful in the world and the hereafter is the perfect belief in Allah Almighty, because a single moment of unbelief pours cold water on the hard work of many years to attain success. Whereas sometimes a single moment of belief makes a person who fails throughout his life successful. Hence, we should have trust in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the power of our belief will prove to be extremely helpful in causing the passion for contentment. My dear viewers of Madani channel, though earning more wealth than our need is mubah, it is permitted. But remember that the more wealth a person has, the more accountability he will have to encounter on Judgment Day. The person who has abundant wealth will encounter hardship on the Judgment Day, whereas people with little wealth will quickly become free from their accountability. Hence, my dear viewers of Madani channel, we should warn ourselves of the accountability of Judgment Day. It will also help tremendously in adopting contentment. My dear viewers of Madani channel, in general, greed for worldly wealth is extremely dangerous for a Muslim. If we do not stop it, sometimes in addition to the worldly destructions, it leads to the eternal destruction as well. Hence, to eliminate it, we should adopt contentment. Sayyidina Ibrahim Marastani rahmatullahi ta'ala states, just like revenge is taken on the enemy through qisas, retribution, you should adopt contentment and take revenge against greed. Let's listen to some of the opinions of the pious saints about contentment. Allama Abul Qasim Abdul Karim Ibn Hawazin Qushayri rahmatullahi ta'ala quotes, dependent people are dead except the one whom Allah Almighty keeps alive through the honor of contentment. Sayyidina Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, contentment is an angel who lives only in the heart of a Muslim. So then Abu Bakr Maraghi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, wise is the person who plans the worldly matters through contentment and procrastination, and plans the hereafter through greed and haste, and plans the religious matters through knowledge and effort. Sayyidina Abu Abdullah ibn Khafif rahmatullahi ta'ala states, giving up hope for a lost thing and adopting affluence through the present thing is contentment. Sayyidina Wahhab rahmatullahi ta'ala states, honor and affluence, both went out in search of a friend, both met contentment, so they stopped. Sayyidina Zunnun Misri rahmatullahi ta'ala said, the person who adopts contentment attains comfort from people of the world and outdoes everyone. Sayyidina Qattani rahmatullahi ta'ala said, the person who sells greed for contentment attains success with honor and respect. My dear viewers of Madani channel, if we read the seed of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam or the lives of pious saints, it is apparent that these people used to adopt contentment and would contend with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted to them. Similarly, the lives of the holy companions ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in were the best examples of contentment. Let me present a tremendous incident of a pious saint about adopting contentment. The exclusive representative of the ruler, Sulaiman ibn Ali, arrived in the court of a great scholar of his time, Sayyidina Khalil Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, from Ahwaz and said, the ruler has summoned you in the royal court to educate and train the princes. Sayyidina Khalil Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, showed a piece of dry flat bread and said, as long as I have this piece of the dry flat bread, I don't need to serve the royal court at all. My dear viewers of Madani channel, there are many benefits of contentment. In addition to causing self-respect and making life peaceful, contentment makes a person deserve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is contentment which is the best weapon to get rid of the dirt of greed. My dear viewers of Madani channel, today our society is continuously going away from contentment. Probably, this is the reason that the majority of people are seen complaining about poverty. Contentment is the best support to safeguard ourselves from poverty. Similarly, the increasing trend of bribes, deceit, and robbery is also being caused because of being away from contentment. The incidence of suicide and self-immolation because of being fed up with poverty, indigence, and joblessness are often reported in the newspapers. The major reason for this worse condition of the society is not to adopt contentment practically. The word thinking point is that when life is of a few days and nothing in the world is immortal, then giving up contentment and remaining worried about greed is not wisdom, nor is it fortunate. Therefore, we should make contentment our principle. By doing this, inshallah al-kareem, good fortune will welcome us with comfort and satisfaction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the wealth of contentment. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Kareem. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Etiquette of religion. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners. Etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.